Hello, this is Paige Estrotori with your weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Leading the week, we shine a spotlight on Australia's groundbreaking insurtech sector, pioneering insurance innovation thanks to strategic investments and the application of advanced technology. A noteworthy report by Insurtech Australia and PFS Consulting titled Insurtech Down Under cites 293 insurtech firms operating across Australia and New Zealand, raising an impressive $1.6 billion over 12 years. Despite growth challenges, startups are overcoming regulatory hurdles and reshaping the insurance landscape in Australia. A maturing startup ecosystem and government incentives have strengthened Australia's position globally. The surge of advancements like blockchain, quantum computing, and AI-driven analytics are pushing the insurtech sector to new heights. Yet, the report also highlights a need for large insurers to focus more locally rather than offshore to fully tap into these opportunities. Switching gears now to the plight of companies grappling with cybercrime. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority recently upheld a decision denying coverage for a company victimized by an email scam where its clients transferred $66,148 to a fraudulent account. The incident highlights the stark need for businesses to thoroughly understand their insurance policy terms, particularly relating to cyber threats. Changes may be on the horizon, though, as insurers look to revise policy definitions and develop more comprehensive coverage for this increasingly common modern digital risk. In other news, Australia Underwriting is rising up to the challenging task of providing coverage for high-risk needs often overlooked by larger insurers. It has successfully addressed unique insurance challenges with its expertise in difficult-to-place risks like cyclone-prone properties and complex strata issues. Going forward, Australia Underwriting's plans to offer competitive premia show promise in strengthening its reputation as a reliable partner in the Australian insurance sector. Finally, in a case that highlights the need for home insurers to take mold issues seriously, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority ordered Hollard to increase its compensation offer to a homeowner affected by ongoing mold contamination. AFCA criticized what they saw as Hollard's inadequate remediation attempts and delays, which they saw as exacerbating the problem. This judgment emphasizes the necessity of precise, effective remediation and timely response by insurers to mold claims and aligns with AFCA's trending decisions to secure policyholder fairness. That wraps up our weekly insurance segment. Be sure to tune in next Thursday for more industry updates. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online. Visit us online at financialservicesonline.com.au for your personal and business insurance needs.